Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Anna Grace Taylor and welcome to Anna and the Angels radio show. I'm delighted to be back with you. It is August the 18th if you're listening live, and I haven't been again on the radio for about a month or so. I've just had all sorts of things going on, and so I am really grateful to have this space in my schedule now to reconnect with you, and even more grateful because I have a dear friend with me as guest today, and it's been a beautiful day, and I'm just feeling extra grateful. It's full moon, so it's been a little bit intense. I've had a really super intense week or so, and so I wanted to just take a moment just to remind you to breathe and to really consciously use your breath to help you to feel very grounded and supported right now, because sometimes we're in these times of stress or changes that we're all going through, and remembering that this year is bringing up a lot of that for everyone, because it's an endings year in the cycle. We're in a 9 year, and so everyone is doing a lot of releasing in general. So if you are feeling extra anxious today, if you are feeling like you are teary or emotional, then just know that this too shall pass, and you don't want to be making any major decisions right now. But the most important thing that you want to do is really listen to your inner voice that is quiet, that is repetitive, that is loving, amongst all the other fearful thoughts that we can sometimes have, you know, like I'm not good enough and I can't do this. Really taking a moment to connect to the stillness, and that's when meditation or perhaps listening to some quiet music can be really helpful. And actually it kind of goes really well with what we're going to be talking about today as women, especially because my guest is Helen Barry. She's a Reiki healing practitioner. She's a certified angel card reader by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine, and she's the creator and founder of the Facebook page Helen Barry Positive Vibes Himalayana. I can never say it, but actually her page is going through a page change, which will probably be Helen Barry by the time some of you listen to this. So I would really encourage you to check out Helen on Facebook. It's actually how we connected, and especially in the last year or so. She's had a background in one of the leading Irish financial services groups, and then she really embarked on a journey of self-development, as well as really focusing on her own inner peace. So just like I said, sometimes we have those moments which really changes the course of our lives and really takes us on a journey that we perhaps don't know at the time, and that's really how she came into my life. So before we start talking about any of that more, I'm sure we'll find out much more from Helen herself. So, Helen, are you there?
I am indeed, Anna. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really excited to talk with you. I know that we talk quite a bit, but actually I was thinking, you know, when we were talking about doing this show, that some of your background and some of the things that you've been through, I don't know all of that. So I really, you know, when I'm asking you these questions, I'm really going to be asking you from a place of curiosity myself, because although we do know some about each other, we haven't actually known each other too long. And I always find it really fascinating to listen to people that I find inspiring and how they came to be where they are. So going back, I don't know, 15 years or so, what were you doing? How did you even start to be in the corporate world? Did you always feel like you wanted to, you know, be of service in some way? Or what kind of led you to the financial services part to start with?
Well, basically what happened with me, Anna, is when I left school, my parents really encouraged me to get out and get a job and to, you know, take a year out from college and get a job and try and earn some money. They promised me that if I took 1 year, give it a chance, that I could always go back to college afterwards. So I went for my first job interview in a stockbroking firm in Dublin, and I had my interview at 12 o'clock on a Wednesday, and the lady who interviewed me called me back at 7 p.m. that night to let me know that she had given me the job and could I start the following Monday.
Wow.
So that was pretty quick. The rug was really pulled from under my feet in terms of we just decided to, you know, that I should go and get a job. Then basically the job came in, and I started working in one of the really good stockbroking firms at age 18. Carrying on from that job.
Wow, that's a huge step from school, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, as we all know, the stockbroking world is a very fast-moving business. It's, you know, really highly demanding. You're dealing with money and figures the whole time. It's high-volume work, high-revenue figures, and everything is money, 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 money. You know, you couldn't really afford to make mistakes. It was a very structured environment, very much on a schedule. Everything is just, you know, operated from your head the whole time. It's all, you know, you just had to be mentally in tune with the figures and, you know, just be really on top of what you were doing in that environment.
Wow. It kind of goes with what we were talking about, because sometimes I think we can be really hard on ourselves for being, you know, really a perfectionist or really wanting to figure out all the details. But in that case, it's actually a really good thing that you are, right?
Exactly. And from that first point in time, I stayed with that company for 3 years. And then I was headhunted for another stockbroking firm. And I spent 2 years in that firm, and then I was headhunted again by another stockbroking firm. And there was only about 6 or 7 in Dublin at the time, you know. And my last and final job was an appointment at senior management level in a brand new stockbroking firm that had just opened up in Dublin. So it was a true honour, you know, to get a job in that company, because there was only about 8 employees in the company when I got my job in there. And it was really dynamic, really energetic, and really exciting, you know. And
I bet. So within a few years, you really kind of progressed hugely in that career, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely, yes. And, you know, in that particular company, you know, being at senior management level, it was just intense, stressful, just so demanding. You know, you're pouring your heart and soul into that business. But ultimately, you know, it's quite restricted, because it's never actually going to be your own business, you know, because you're always going to be working for somebody else.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that's the only thing, is that when you start to work really hard and you have all of these skills, you're pouring your energy into somebody else's dream in a way, aren't you?
Absolutely. And when I worked in that company, I first got the job in that company when I met my husband. Then I married him when I was working in that company. And I had 2 of our children when I was working in that company. So, you know,
I didn't realize that you'd actually was still working in that company when you became a mom. I had no idea.
Yes, I was. Yeah. When I had our first son, I went back to work after maternity leave. And that was when the financial sector in Ireland was absolutely booming. Everybody was so happy with life, and, you know, stock prices were rising, and everybody was doing great, you know, with their investments. And it was a really, really fun and positive place to work. And even though it was demanding and high stress and high pressure, it was just a really good vibe, you know. But then
even though it was really highly stressful, there were some parts of it that you did like.
At that particular point, because that was when the markets were all going up. So it's very easy to like a job when there's success all around you and everybody's doing well, you know. It's the perfect recipe, you know. It's absolutely perfect. You know, but you kind of counteracted that environment with, you know, pouring yourself into the job, then having your first child when times are good. And then by the time I had my second son, which was about 2.5 years later, the markets had dipped. Share prices were absolutely, you know, dropped so low. Everybody was depressed. Everybody was losing money all around us. And, you know, the whole joy in the job really just went downhill. And also by that stage, I was also mum to my first son. So I guess my energy level shifted in terms of, you know, where
your priorities
really found my priorities. Yeah. And
wow. After what was the turning point for you? Was it that you just felt like your heart wasn't in it anymore? You know, obviously apart from the fact that the stock market wasn't doing so well, but was there a particular day or a moment that you can remember where you just decided that you couldn't do that anymore?
There would have been lots of those moments. Yet I think for me, I've always had a big interest in spirituality and angels. And when I was working in that highly pressurized job, I was first introduced to Doreen Virtue. And I used to listen every night when I got home from work, going to sleep. I always listened to her meditations. I bought some of her audiobooks. And they used to really, I found, you know, keep balance within me to continue to do the job every day under that kind of pressure. Yet when I had my first child, there was absolutely no structure or schedule with him, so I didn't have as much time to meditate, which meant that when I was going into work, I was probably a little bit off balance to a certain extent. And, you know, probably not as well able to deal with the pressures and stress, you know, of the job, and then counteract that with a very kind of hard environment to work in because everything was on a downfall. You know, there were just a couple of factors. And then my company were offering voluntary redundancies, so I got the opportunity to become a full-time stay-at-home mum because I took the redundancy. And really, that was the start of the rest of my life. You know, that was the best decision
beautiful.
I ever made.
So actually, that redundancy, even though you weren't totally sure about it, it ended up being a huge blessing.
Oh, that was a blessing in disguise. That was my opt-out, you know, because I was able to kind of use that as an excuse to give up my job because it would have been a very, you know, a very well-paid job. And you really, you know, when the economic markets are low and countries are in crisis, it's very difficult to just walk away from a job that offers you financial security. So for me, it was good
absolutely,
to be able to.
Yeah, you must have been a bit torn. So I do think that, you know, I was talking to someone else about that the other day, that sometimes when, you know, even though we might be like, oh, no, I'm not quite ready to leave, or, oh, no, I'm going to be made redundant, actually it's kind of the answer to our prayers in the end, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And sometimes you don't even realize it's the answer to your prayers until you look back at the time, you know.
Right, exactly.
Until you look back,
isn't it?
Yes, yeah, exactly. So as I said, that was just the first day of the rest of my life. I got the opportunity to be at home with the boys, and all of a sudden I was gone from a very, you know, structured environment to being on call 24/7. With no manuals for the kids. They don't come with manuals, no structure. I found it, absolutely not. And yet I just found it extremely rewarding. You know, I just really enjoyed being with them, and I used to get great time and pleasure just out of just watching them do their little things and achieving their milestones. And it was just so, so different, you know, from, let's say, the challenges you would have faced in work, because you're just coming from such a place of love and just pure joy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just really, really nice.
That for you, I mean, I know obviously, you know, most mothers would say that about their children, but do you really feel like you found a different sense of purpose when you became a mum?
Yes, I would. Yeah, absolutely. Because I just thought it was just so lovely to, you know, be at home and raise them under my ethos. And, you know, if they have problems in life, you can give them your take. It may be wrong or it may be right, but you do what you think is best. I just think that is just such a nice gift for me to have myself and for me to be able to pass on to them. You know, it's just lovely.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely. So you're at home with your children and you were, you know, you're just, you know, you're doing the mum thing as best as you can. What was the kind of part of you that wanted to start to share? I know that for you, your Facebook page to start with wasn't, you know, really aimed at being a business, and it's really only been
absolutely not
that you get that way. But did you? What was the kind of reason that you had to start with in sharing your messages through your page? Because it's really, it's doing so well, and you create such amazing posters, and I know that's how we met, but, you know, was there a particular motive for you when you were doing
that?
Yeah,
there was a definite extreme impulsive moment for me, and the whole reason I started up my Facebook page, I mean, it's funny when I look back, but I remember it was about 2.5 years ago. I was just, one of the nights the children had gone to bed, I was flicking through my Facebook account, and in my Facebook feed, there was a video just that had come on an autoplay, and it wasn't a very nice video. It was just showing cruelty to animals, and I just thought, oh, for goodness sake, this is just, you know, awful. And why is it coming in on my feed? And also, if it's coming in on my feed, it must be coming in on loads of people's feeds, and it's just, you know, a definite negative vibe, really, to somebody who's just sitting down to scroll through a Facebook feed. So, you know, at that time, it really, really upset me. And literally, I jumped off the couch. I had such a strong desire from within me to do something about it and just to try to counteract what I had seen on Facebook with more positive content. And literally, that evening, I sat down, I set up a page, I hadn't a clue what I was doing. All I knew was I just wanted to do something, you know. So it's really funny when you look back, because so many people have a plan and everything is very well thought out. But for me, it was just such a strong pull to just do something, you know, to create more positive content in the world, or more positive
and, you know, I think
vibe,
that is
which is the name of my page.
Because I think sometimes we can be thinking that we have to have some sort of major plan to start with, but actually it can start off just by having a desire and a passion to spread a little bit of goodwill and a little bit of peace in a world that can seem a bit crazy sometimes. And I just love it, because it's, I think, you know, it's that old thing that we say, you know, we just have to kind of follow each step at a time. And your journey is definitely like that, because even since we've known each other, we've just been like, okay, we're just going to show up and do this and post this and share this. And then it's led us to this amazing place where we connected, which is the Royal Society at beroyal.com. I actually can't remember whether I've mentioned it in my other shows. We've had a couple of guests from there that, you know, other friends of mine that I've met, but it is an amazing place. And so if you are watching, I wanted to say to people just to check it out if you're interested in sharing. It's an all video community, so we all share just by doing videos, and it can seem a little daunting to start with, can't it? But I think really what I'm trying to say is we can be doing our Facebook pages thinking, oh yeah, I'm just going to share a message and that's really nice and I'll just hide behind a poster. And now we're really having to step out. And I really love that about you, because you've really kind of taken each step at a time and then suddenly found yourself in a place where you're not just doing that with your posters, but you're doing that in all kinds of different ways. And now you're on my radio show.
I know, and it's just absolutely wonderful. And, you know, you mentioned the Royal Society as beroyal.com. The whole thing I found about since I joined up as a member is it's almost like it has just amplified my whole positivity levels. You know, we all know the saying, like, we rise by lifting others, but it is so true, isn't it, Anna? I mean, that group
absolutely
is just such a wonderful, supportive
group.
That's
really the whole point of when you start something like, oh, I'm going to share a message, or I'm going to create a page just to spread some positivity, because when you do that, you really do start to lift others, and then before you know it, you're surrounded by other people that lift others, and then you feel even more inspired to share more. And I think it's like this big ripple effect, isn't it?
That's exactly what it's like, and it's just such a wonderful energy to be in. You know, it's just wonderful, really, is how you would just describe it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so obviously you're kind of in a place now, you know, I know that we don't always know exactly where it's headed, but do you feel, you know, by sharing the messages and the different things that you, I mean, obviously it's a really creative thing to do. You create, you know, a lot of posters a week, and you're sharing different messages. And I know that we were talking the other day about it's one thing sort of sharing a message, but then another thing to either create your own words or to share it on a video. And so but it's not just about, oh, I'm going to share some positivity, but it's actually that you're sharing you know, a message,
your message
from your own
mm-hmm.
heart and soul, which I
yeah.
think is quite a vulnerable thing to do, but it's definitely rewarding too, isn't it, to do that?
Yeah, and I mean, I guess it all comes down to, you know, finding that inner belief within yourself, you know, that you are good enough, you are, you know, able to do it, and that your message is a positive and inspiring message, you know?
Absolutely, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people that I speak to, and they're like, oh, yeah, but, you know, I'm a mom, I've got too much to do, or, you know, I have a full-time job, I can't possibly start
mm-hmm.
anything like that. But I find that when we, you know, when our passion becomes strong enough, like it did for you in that moment when you're like, I have to do something, I'm going to do a page, there's always some time, even if it is for 10 minutes a day, isn't it?
Oh, I completely agree. And do you know, if you take 10 minutes out of every day to do one thing to move towards what your dream is, you know, over a week and over a month and over 6 months and a year, that's a huge amount of time, you know? Like what I decided
Absolutely.
To do was when I started to make my posts, I kind of stopped watching TV and I was on, you know, inspirational sites all the time and, you know, looking at tutorials on how to make this and how to improve and... you know, the poster making, and really, I guess I created a lot of time for myself by not wasting as much time as, you know, I may have done in the past, you know, and just maybe using my time.
Because if there is one thing, you know, that you would share, or a couple of things that you would share, if there's somebody that listening that's like, oh, but, you know, I could never do that, or, you know, how would I make the time? Would that be your tip then, just to reprioritize things?
Yes, reprioritize and then give yourself, allow yourself maybe 10 minutes out of every day to do something to move towards your dream and your goals. You know, just every step is a step in the right direction, and a little baby step every day is huge over 6 months to a year. And if you don't take the time today and keep talking,
you see it every day, especially being part of a group and thinking, oh, I'm really behind, or I haven't done this, or I've been away on holiday, or I'm busy with the kids.
Yeah.
But actually, if you do something every day to contribute towards where you want to be, you know, you actually can make huge progress before you even know it.
That's exactly it. I mean, my huge thing is, you know, I'm juggling a lot of different jobs at the moment. You know, I'm balancing busy motherhood with following my dreams, and you know, while motherhood will always first and foremost take my priority, you know, I would tend to work in the page when the kids are in bed. I still have to do a lot of work on myself, you know, to basically reassure myself that everything is always, once I'm making progress, everything is happening with grace and ease, that everything is well.
Yes.
And once you're doing the best that you can in that moment, then everything is good. And not to allow the stress to creep in that, oh, I should be doing more, I can't do this, I wish I could do that, I didn't, you know, all those negatives. Just be focused and just do what you can when you can.
Absolutely. I think that in some ways the guilt that we might feel, or the, you know, I'm not doing enough, can actually be such a sabotaging thing, can't it? Because then we think, oh, well, if I'm not doing 100%, then I can't do it at all. And then that just becomes a reason not to do anything.
Yes, and I find sometimes then that becomes a huge block. You just can't move forward because you're focusing on the lack instead of abundance. You know, whereas if we all just went a little bit easier on ourselves and gave ourselves a pat on the back every now and then, and, you know, we're satisfied with the progress you made, I just think, you know, it's just so much better. But I do think that everybody just naturally, it's like what we've all grown up with as children, we're always so tough on ourselves, you know, that we're not doing enough or that we could do better.
Right, instead of actually focus on the joy of something that we have achieved in that day, or have done, or had
Absolutely.
A great time with our kids, and, you know, all of that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a funny old thing that we do to ourselves, because then we're squashing any sort of sense of accomplishment before we've even started.
Yeah, that has been the secret to my life now, is just focusing on the gratitude. And, you know, focusing on the good and looking for the good and seeing the good all around us every day. And that has really, really, really helped
absolutely.
Me, you know, deliver that message through my page. And when I create posts on my page, I get so much healing myself out of doing them. I really just enjoy doing it. And I guess, you know, it has to be a conscious decision every day to look for the good and find the good. Because, you know...
Yes, absolutely. And I was going to say that, you know, if for some people listening, that isn't going to be doing a Facebook page and it isn't going to be social media.
Mm.
But, you know, if it isn't that, there will be another way. It might be doing some artwork. It might be taking a mm-hmm. class. It might be, you know, learning a new skill. It doesn't have to be that. But I think that, you know, connecting in that way for social media, it does allow us to start something small that could actually turn really big. And that's why I love it. And I love the fact that I can now share with so many people. And so many people probably like you are like, why are you doing this? Why are you even spending time on a page? And I bet a couple of years ago you'd never have thought you'd be having this conversation about it, right?
Oh, I know. And the amount of people, you know, that will say to me, why don't you go back to work? Why don't you get yourself a proper job? Why don't you get an income? Why don't you do that? You know, and I might say something about, oh, my page is at 70,000 likes right now. And they would just look into the distance and say, did you exchange that top you needed to exchange in the shops? You know, this type of thing. So it's quite interesting and quite amusing sometimes, you know.
Yeah. It's like people's reactions are like, oh, great, what the heck does that mean? And are you making money? And if you're not, why are you not? Yes, exactly.
Well, yeah, exactly.
I heard it all. And now I am actually, you know, having a career and doing all the things I want to do. People are like, oh, yes, that's so great. And I'm like, well, and they're the same people that told me, why are you on Facebook? Why are you doing this? Why are you meeting this person? And actually, I'm the one that, out of most people I know, that is doing the thing that I've wanted to do for a long time. So it definitely does pay off. And it doesn't mean also that you have to have a huge career to have that success. A lot of your success can come from being a really happy, peaceful mum. But some of that comes from having that sense of, you know, following your own passions apart from being a mum, that you can be Helen as well as being your children's mother. Isn't that right?
I agree wholeheartedly, yes. I absolutely think that the work that I do on my page is such a positive influence with me being mum to the boys and me raising the boys. And I even find since I joined the Royal Society, you know, the techniques and the perspective I've gained, you know, in that group has really, really expanded on my mothering and parental skill set.
Yeah.
Because it allows
absolutely.
You to see things
and
from
I
a
was
different
gonna say,
perspective.
I mean, the really key things that we can teach our children, one, is that it's okay for us to follow our hearts and our passions and to be creative, but also that the more confident and alive and excited that you feel, that is instantly going to affect your children, isn't it?
Exactly. And the most important one that I've learned with the kids is to let them know that they are enough. And that they're very, very
yeah.
loved, you know, because it's such a simple thing. But when life is too busy and too fast, we neglect to say it so much. Same with your family. I mean, it's just share your love with your family when you still can, you know, and appreciate the good people in your life.
Absolutely, yes, because ultimately that's all we have, you know, to take with us in the end, isn't it? All the love that we felt mm-hmm. and all the love that we shared. And I talk about that a lot, really, but it all comes down to that in the end.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow, there's only about a minute or so to go of the show. And so, you know, I really want to be able to have people connect with you if they, you know, are listening to it and thinking, oh, yeah, this would be a lovely page to check out. And I know sometimes even now there's so much on Facebook and there's a lot of news and there's a lot of harrowing things going on in the world. So I think to connect with a person or a page that really shares such uplifting things to do, and I think it's beautiful. So can you share where people can find
yeah,
you if
sure.
they're interested in
yeah.
anything that we talked about or
yeah.
anything that you're going to be doing in the future? Can people
yeah, sure.
find
you? Can keep, yeah, sure, Anna. You can keep up to date with me and find me on helenmbarry.com. And my links to all my social media pages are on that site and you'll be able to connect with me there.
Awesome. I'm so excited and I really... you know, I know that you and I are going to share different things together, and we'll probably, this probably won't be the last interview or the fun kind of media stuff that we do together. So I'm really appreciative that one of your first experiences doing this is with me, and I just know that I really appreciate everything that you're doing and the woman that you are, and especially the mum that you are. Because you're an amazing
Thank you, and thank you so much for the opportunity to come on your show, and thank you for our friendship.
You're very, very welcome. I'm going to take a moment just to say, sending everyone lots of love wherever you are listening in the world. I just want you to know how much I appreciate you, and just to really be gentle with yourself at this time, and to remember what really matters to you, that if you take one step towards your dreams every single day, even if it's for 5 minutes, it really can make a huge, huge difference in your life and in the lives of others. So take care, everyone. I will be back in 2 weeks' time, and I look forward to speaking to you then. Bye-bye for now.